The film, Beautiful Journey, presents the 750-mile one-way river trip master artist Daisy Dementiff made in 2007 to gather birch bark and willow roots for her museum-quality baskets. Mary Williams, a Tlingit who teaches music and native studies at the University of New Mexico, produced and directed the film. Williams and a second photographer accompanied Daisy and her son Michael on the boat trip from Nenana to their fish camp just south of Holy Cross on the Yukon River.
I didn't really think of her as a film crew. She was my friend, Maria Williams. And when she came down the river with me, she found everything fascinating. And she thought we should document this because maybe not too many people are doing it anymore. But a lot of people know how to get roots. Anybody can get roots. It is after they get it. Maybe they won't know how to make that type of baskets, but they do make baskets and get roots. But our trip down the Yukon was lovely. We stopped here and there and camped and made a campfire and had coffee and tea and ate.
The atmosphere of Beautiful Journey is so carefully casual that Daisy and others simply talk to the camera like a person, with the camera, a.k.a. Williams, often asking questions. The result is a film that captures what it is like to travel down the river in bush fashion, pausing at villages and camps to reminisce with friends and relatives. Williams sought to document much more than just root and bark gathering and preparation. She wanted to present a way of life with Daisy and her baskets as the propelling image.
Inspire people, maybe perhaps younger Athabascans, maybe to either pursue learning more about their traditional arts, especially the endangered arts, and the language. But we used the Dakotan language because Daisy was speaking it, and then the English subtitles, not completely, just in several of the scenes, just to highlight the language as much as possible. But I guess my hope is to kind of bring language to the forefront to inspire young people to learn their language. I think that's very important, to keep it alive and keep the arts alive, keep the connection to the environment alive.
Besides English subtitles for Athabascan conversation, sometimes when Daisy or others speak English, Dagaton subtitles appear. The Athabascan artist is one of the few remaining speakers of her dialect. Daisy Dementoff learned basket and tray making from her mother, Belle Deacon, whose work received National Heritage Lifetime Fellowship honors. Daisy began basket making about 50 years ago when she was 25.
I was living in Anchorage then, and she was in the village of Grayling. And she said, it's about time you started baking baskets, maybe. And I thought, yes, I will, because I need some money, too. And I found out that it's not that easy as I thought. And I used her help for a long time.
The film shows Daisy now instructing her daughter, who is making nice little baskets, and a niece. Daisy describes her own as a little fancier. She'd like to expand her teaching beyond the family.
I still may have a chance to go back to Anvik and Grayling, where the young people would like to go out with me and get some roots and get some pointers on how to get started, you know. It's time-consuming. The girls in the village don't always have jobs, so they can take time to do the baskets.
One inducement for the girls to learn how to make high-quality baskets in the Athabascan fashion could lie in the increased financial appreciation.
A lot of people bought them so cheap. My mother sold that nesting set of three baskets for $2.50 only. And now it's $650.
The film, A Beautiful Journey, will have a second debut at the Alaska Native Heritage Center tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. A reception with Daisy Dementiff and Maria Williams begins at 6 p.m. Admission to both events is free. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.